from the last meeting.
Move to approve minutes.
Second.
Okay. And then the next thing would be old business.
We didn't have any last time either. We didn't.
You want to just move on to the new stuff? Okay, so we're going to move on to new business, and I'll hand that back over to you, Sam.
Finished the Rotary Park, the gazebo roof, we replaced it, and you see it has a really pretty blue metal roof on it. We straightened up the decking and just kind of straightened everything that had been damaged by a couple of hurricanes, so that's finished. And we also finished the Menard May Park improvements. We did the pavilion, we put new picnic benches as well underneath the pavilion, and we remodeled the bathroom. You can see some of the inside with new tile and new walls and all new partitions. We completely gutted it, so it'll be much nicer for when we do events down there.
I love the shades over the benches.
Yep, and we installed two shade structures over the benches. And so depending upon what time of day you're there, you have shade. But yeah, it's just,
yeah, I like those.
It just looks a lot better. And we're going to their standardized colors of the light blue and the dark blue and kind of that Florida vernacular instead of the Congo brown. We got rid of that. And then Whistle Stop Park, splash pad, we just repainted all of that. We replaced all of the valves inside the tanks and all of the pumps. And the guys completely pressure washed it and painted it, and they resealed all of the, has little expansion cracks in between the concrete slabs, and those get eroded away by the chemicals, the chlorine and the muriatic acid that we use to balance the pH in the water. And so all of that was all redone and sealed. The shade structures were taken off and pressure washed. And next will be the shade structure you see behind that, the yellow one for the playground. That'll be removed and also pressure washed in the next couple coming months. And that did open on time on March 16th. We didn't have any problems. Yay!
Awesome. Good.
And we just finished the park improvements over at Lake and Alice. We've been trying to kind of systematically go through the city and upgrade some of our existing playgrounds and parks that have been there for many, many years. We're in the process. This will also have a shade structure over the bench, but we added this global motion machine so you can climb on it, and it spins, and it's just something really fun. And once we get irrigation there, we wanted to plant some trees on the northern edge that maybe have some fruit, maybe some oranges or something like that. And just,
I love that.
Well, this is a big improvement.
Yeah. this year is the YMCA for a new playground and new shade structure. So I'm working on some contracts that I might be able to piggyback off of to get that replaced this year as well. So that's
great.
Exciting. Yep. And then I'm going to turn it over to Miss Brandy and let her talk about the upcoming events.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we've got Easter Extravaganza coming up at the YMCA ball fields. We got 15,000 eggs, a whole lot of cute little baskets and prizes for those that find the golden tickets inside the eggs. YMCA is letting me use their child care room so I can have a sensory area for our autistic community. Of course, Easter Bunny's going to be there. We've got all kinds of games. I've got a new vendor who, as long as he lets me park his truck on the lawn, he's going to let us borrow like 10 sets of cornhole games. So that'll add a lot more activities on top of our cornhole games and our Jenga and Connect Four and all those games. Under the gazebo, I'm going to have the coloring and little activity station for the young kids. Lots of food vendors. We happen to have a brand new barbecue vendor here in Edgewater. So I think that's great that we're going to have one of our own. But I think I've got 6 food vendors now for that event, including him, and then, of course, all of our other vendors. And that's it for Easter. Earth Day is coming up. Of course, we're giving away 500 free trees again. We're going to have, hopefully, beekeepers doing demonstrations. Wilkie's Pest Control wants to come do a demonstration on how damaging, like, one grain of nitrate, I think I'm saying that right, one granule kills like 2 foot of any fish or anything in a 2 square foot area of the river kind of demonstration to show just how brutal like Roundup and things like that are. Nature-inspired arts and crafts. I've got people collecting toilet paper rolls and pine cones and all kinds of things for me, and the Girl Scouts are going to run that part of it for me. Smokey the Bear is going to show up. I got more food trucks. I might have a butterfly tent where you can sit inside the tent and the butterflies land on you. Maybe a live bat. So we've got, I've reached out to Coca-Cola. I've asked for a $1,000 donation and 200 free rain barrels. Still waiting to hear back from that. So, yeah, just trying to make it a really big night. Some artists, a little bit of everything I'm hoping to bring to this event. Then Mother's Day, this is going to be my first time offering this. We're going to have music, food, vendors, of course. Arts for Mom, I bought like a photo backdrop and some arts and crafts and that for the kids to do for their moms. One of the civic, I can't remember if it's Rotary or I can't remember, Moose Lodge, one of them, they want to come sell flowers. So that way dads and kids can have a one-stop shop in case they forgot to buy for mom. But come and enjoy, buy mom a rose, make her a gift or a card or whatever. Have the photo backdrop because we know a lot in our community can't afford like professional photography sessions. So I thought it'd be nice. Oh, and I'm doing that for Easter also. So they have a nice backdrop to be able to take a family photo for free. Things like that. But that's, oh, and for Mother's Day also and Father's Day, I'm going to have Gobbler's Lodge come out with a 3D archery range, axe throwing. We're going to rent, hopefully, a couple of inflatables, like the human-size Hungry Hungry Hippo, where you and your family can grab the ball in the middle, you know, and just make it a lot of fun. We're going to have it at Whistle Stop, so I'm hoping they'll join in maybe on some baseball or basketball or play tennis with their mom or dad, you know, just fun things like that, just to make it a nice, fun, relaxing day for all. Then after that is the Laser Light Show. That's a huge hit every year, as we now know. So I've got 4 or 5 food vendors with that one. A couple of the other vendors, like Ready, Set, Glow, she makes out like a bandit every year. And everybody has a great time with that. And, yeah, that's it so far, just to get us the next through the next couple months.
Yeah, well, this is great.
Thanks.
Honestly, you put a lot of work into it, and this is great. I mean, you can tell that, 2 events every month, that's quite a change from what we were doing, so we're very thankful to have you.
Well, thank you.
And we are, for the Easter egg hunt, if anyone has any time to help, we would love to help from anyone on the board who has some time that morning just to kind of help us spread the eggs in the morning in the different kids' age-appropriate areas and just kind of police those and help us out with those. That would be great.
It has 5,000 more. Than we had before.
For what?
How many eggs did we have?
15,000 eggs we ordered, and they've gone in 2 seconds.
So yeah, I know.
Right, yeah. I've been there.
I was thinking 15,000.
What time would you need volunteers there?
About, like, from 9 to 1.
Could we back it up to 8, if possible?
Maybe.
With that, yep. I've also got my Girl Scouts coming out, so they can get volunteer hours. They're going to come great. Do all my sidewalk chalk, like bunny prints and hopscotch and, you know, make all those cute little things. Yeah. Oh, and AmVets is also doing my honor guard and raising the flag at that event
nice.
Also.
Have you reached out to, like, the middle school or the high school to ask their SGA?
Which one's SGA?
Student government.
Student government.
I'm sorry.
No, I've talked to drama and band. I've not talked to student government, but good call.
I can give you contacts.
Please, okay. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good choice.
And for some reason, on your agendas, do you have the new business? I think it's time that we have to choose a vice chair, and then we have Zach's reappointment as well.
Yeah, I saw that. I kind of skipped a whole
That's
section
okay.
there.
It's okay. Figured we can always go back.
Keep going. So are we done with the events stuff? Do you have anything? Does anyone else have any questions or comments? Or?
Oh, that looks great.
I know. It does. It looks awesome. And the flyers look really, really good.
That's all they Andrea.
They look great. Awesome. Okay, well, then we will move on to the board chair selection. What am I supposed to click on this? Or Is it a link to something?
It isn't.
Okay.
It's it just nominees.
Okay. So basically I was reappointed last time and Glenn was reappointed last time at the last meeting. So thank you guys all for that. Yeah. Because that was in the minutes.
No, we were reappointed.
That was just reappointed. That
Right. Right. Yeah.
Not today.
So we're back. We're back on. So basically now we just want to do a vote for the chair, and then we're going to do a vote for the vice chair. So at this time, does anyone want to put any nominations out?
Oh, I would like to nominate Tiffany again for the position.
Okay, I accept that nomination.
I second that.
Wonderful, thank you. Appreciate it. Wonderful.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Any other?
All right.
Any other nominations?
Yeah.
Are there any other nominations? Okay, so we have a vote. Can I get a vote?
Yeah, first and a second, so now we need to take a vote.
Am I a voting member?
You're not a voting member.
All right. So if I can have a vote on having me be your chair for the next term. Vote?
Yes.
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 All right.
Any denies?
Sorry, this only happens once in
yeah,
the moon.
That's okay. And then for chair, and then for vice chair.
Okay, so we're going to do the same thing for our vice chair selection.
I'll nominate Glenn.
Wonderful.
Second.
Okay, that sounds great. So, you'll accept. Great. Can I get a vote for Glenn to be the vice chair, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you. Welcome back.
All right. And then the next item would be having Zach as a reappointment. So can I get a vote for that?
I move
to reappoint.
And I second that.
Wonderful. Okay, so can I get a vote now for Zach?
Yes.
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 Sounds good. Yes.
All right, so we'll put that on the next city council agenda, and then they'll officially make the reappointment or appointment.
And one thing I was very surprised, I got a letter from the city clerk that was very nice, you know, on the reappointment. So.
Yeah.
And I did watch it on the live feed, too, so.
No, I really appreciate it. I appreciate everybody's participation, and I'm really glad that we all got to come together. It's been a little bit, so that's really great.
We may have to take a picture today.
I know, right? And, I mean, thank you so much for everything that you're doing, because I get the press releases and, honestly, a lot of feedback on everything. I'm sure it's taking a lot off of what you've had. So we're moving in the right direction, and if there's anything that you need from us, just please let us know.
Sam's been very supportive. Thank all of you guys too, and keep the ideas coming. I'm open to any feedback and any ideas.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that we want to talk about?
Yeah, does anybody have any discussion items or any other business?
Was that your report earlier?
Yeah, but we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's fine.
Well, I'd like to say that I'm very impressed, of course, with the additions and the changes. With parks along the river, of course, Lake Mary Park, and I went by Henry Park. And I will have to compliment Jason on one thing that the other day my wife took the kids over to Henry Park, and my grandkids, and of course somebody had gotten sick in one of the facilities and stuff. And I just texted Jason off the while it was on my mind, and he, Johnny on the spot, called me back and had somebody from Whistle Stop run right over there. And my wife said in a couple days she went back over there, and everything was beautiful and spotless and just looked good. It's like he went through and completely cleaned everything. So I'm glad that we have a department, you know, headed by Jason that can basically take care of all this stuff and make our parks acceptable. And because I've been in parks in other cities, and you go in their bathroom, and it's like just the stench will knock you back out the front door, you know. And our bathrooms are clean. There's a big effort there. And you know, that's one of the areas I would hate to see cut back. It's great when our kids can go someplace and enjoy their time. And now I've got to go over to, I'm going to have to go over to Mary Park and see that ball and see how that thing works. I'll have to put my kids on it and get a report back from them. And as far as I understand, the security situation has been a lot better up over at Whistle Stop. Do you have anything that's been going on with that?
We work very closely with our police department, and we are very blessed here in Edgewater where we have a great working relationship with all of our other department heads, and they do our very best to work with us and trespass those problem park users, you know, when it's deemed necessary, and they're very good about supporting us when we call for help. They are Johnny on the spot quick.
Of course, if they can keep the wrong people out of there, of course, it improves the park all overall.
Yep. So thank you for the compliment. I'll pass it along.
Yeah, I wish you would, because I'm grateful to those guys. And they're always nice and pleasant when you talk to them. You say hello to them when you're in the park, or you know, and they're always pleasant. Did they have a special class for that?
No, but the police department did a verbal judo class with our guys of, you know, how to handle and de-escalate any kind of issues that may come along, you know. So, yeah. That's
cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, grateful. Is the elementary school still coming over and using Whistle Stop for different things?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Does Edgewater Elementary utilize any of our...
Yes, and the YMCA and the County Parks and Rec Department when they do their summer camps, and as well as Kid City USA and other daycares, and we're going to see a lot of use. Yep.
That's great.
Are we doing all right with the budget and everything?
Actually, budget just opened up for us to put in for next year. And one of the requests that we've been receiving is more shade in Whistle Stop Park. We have Monday morning staff meetings just in our department. And one of the things that we were brainstorming is, you know, how do we, without, you know, really digging into the ground and making more of an issue with stormwater capacity and things like that, maybe looking into some additional picnic tables that have umbrellas in the center of them that staff could take the umbrellas down, where we could adhere the, you know, or somehow stake down to the concrete some nice picnic tables. Maybe they're round, maybe they're a little bit smaller, and to be able to have an umbrella that could be raised up and raised down and taken, removed at nighttime or something like that, to see if we can add more shade. And Brandy even came up with a great idea of maybe some lattice, maybe around the existing benches, maybe that we could grow some ivy on or something and create like these little seating areas that have just a little bit of like their own personal shade or something like that. So we're going to try to get really creative and kind of try to utilize what's there and just add little pockets here and there where we can add more shade down there.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. That's a great idea.
One thing making sure that we have a way of securing those umbrellas, because the umbrellas are subject to theft.
Oh, yes. So, you know, it wouldn't be a ton of them, maybe like 3 to 5 to start and see if that helps. And, you know, 3 to 5 umbrellas to take them out when it gets dark. So there's still staff there when it gets dark because the park is open till 10. Oh. And we're still working on the lighting issues down there, too. So,
get the locks taken care of on the
I think they'll just come
doors.
Right out. And then they can be stowed away in the little garage area down there.
What about the locks on the bathroom doors?
Those just got reprogrammed again, and we're replacing them. The little, the way they were designed had that little rubber button on the top. Well, the rubber button collected water, like if you came in there and you were wet, and then they shorted out. So now they have a new design. But those locks are expensive. They're like $1,800 a piece.
Yeah, you were saying it.
Yeah, and there's only one vendor we can get them from.
And you were having problems with the warranty on that one.
The locks are good. They withstood their warranty, but you know, every now and again they kind of get out of whack and they have to just be reprogrammed. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's fun. It's never ending.
$1,800 to open the door to go in the bathroom.
Yeah, but it's
cool.
They're really good.
They
yeah,
lock.
I know.
That way,
they are.
I remember how we used to do it. PD used to go by and lock every bathroom door at nighttime when the park's closed. So with those automated locks, it saves them a ton of time.
Oh, yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
And if they're on a call, there's no way they can get to a park to lock the door if they're on a call.
Right, and, mm-hmm. and it just gets forgotten yeah. overnight. Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to bring up to you guys is I'm just finishing up. I volunteered for the police department does a Citizens Police Academy, and they're going to offer another one probably in a couple months. But it has been amazing. Doing that, and it's been like a Thursday evening and then like a Saturday morning, and it's teaching citizens every aspect of police work and what they do and why they do it and how they do it, and it's a free program, but it has been so much fun and so eye-opening of learning what our police department, what they deal with on a day-to-day basis, and how we as citizens can help and support what they do. So if you have the time or you're interested, I'd be happy to send you some information on that, but it's been a really great, fun time.
So this is programmed around
yeah,
our...
it's for our citizens, for our police department.
Where do you hold it?
So the class, like graduation, is going to be in here Thursday night, and it's been out at their training facility that they have out by our water plant, and like Saturday morning. So last Saturday we had demonstrations with their SWAT group and their canines. Which was really cool. We got to see a demonstration of the canines and how they retrieve. And the week before that, we got to shoot all of their weapons and their guns, and it was really fun.
Cool.
We got to shoot targets and use all their weapons that they have. So it's been a really great time, and I just didn't know if enough people knew about it. But you know, tell your friends and encourage
well, I've been
people
through
to participate.
I've been through three full police academies.
Yeah.
And but I think this would be worth.
They've
trying
done a
again.
Great job with it. Been really good. So
how long like did the class last?
It's like 3 hours, so it's like 4 hours, 9 to 1, or yeah, in the evening, like on a Saturday morning, or in the Thursday evening is a 5:30 to 8:30.
Is that over like a couple months?
Yes, it's like 6 weeks or so, but yeah, it's been really invaluable for me to understand what they go through and what they need so that I can help them help us. You know, when
right.
the parks, it's been really great.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been really, really fun.
Okay, and I do have one other question, and it's not a city-owned, but can you tell me any, like, because you go to all the meetings and stuff, can you tell me anything about the talk of the water park that's going out to 95? And
I can tell you a little bit. So they've come, the group that's putting it together, it'll go... The location will be inside of Hawks Gate Center, which was, when they proposed that, it's that little triangle sliver. I can show you on this map. It's going to be Hawks Gate, and that was the commercial, like a mini pavilion that the developer was going to create. And this would be an addition. So they've come to city council and they've asked to revise their agreement that they have with the city. It's a plan unit development for business. So we'll see how this is 442 right here on this map. So mm-hmm. it'd be this. It's this little triangle right in here. It's going to come down like this. And inside that triangle, it's 160 acres, 15 acres. Is the proposed American Wave machine, and it's by a company called Perfect Swell out of California. And Eric Geiselman, who's a local professional surfer, and their family, and the property owner, and Mike Lopez with Hawks Gate Center, they're the ones that are partnership on that. And so it's going to be amazing. You know, part of our economic development strategic plan, one of the big things was to embrace ecotourism.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are never going to have a bridge that goes over 442 and goes over the river to the beach. You know, that's kind of a farce that we've heard on and off and
mm-hmm.
seen on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you know, Edgewater's opportunity to have a beach with perfect waves and our opportunity to embrace ecotourism along with our paddling trails and our bicycle trails and outdoor recreational opportunities. So we're really excited about it. And we hope they're just got their agreement approved by the council, but then they'll have to go for all their state permits. And so we hope that they'll have all of that probably by the end of this year, maybe, and hopefully start to break ground like middle of next year. So that's what we're hoping for. But it's very exciting.
But this could attract more.
It could attract more tourism dollars for Edgewater.
Yeah.
And it's nice because it's on the west side of 95, so it won't be disruptive to our residents here downtown in our area. So it's really exciting.
Well, that might even encourage Williamson to be pushed up a little
bit. Well, Williamson was approved by the county back in October for the extension from where it ends at Pioneer Trail in New Smyrna to come all the way down to 442. And there's already a map. If you go to the county website, they're working with the property owners along there to go ahead and put aside that right-of-way area where that extension will come down through and connect. Yeah, so it's very exciting.
If you look at some of the new maps that are online, I think if you go a little bit farther out on 442, you'll actually see some of the where they have the old road name, and they also have Elkham.
Yep. So on our website,
is that really something that we can think about, having Elkham from Deltona come all the way through to, because I know they talked about all that water out there.
No, because remember Miami Corporation with Farmton, the future will, 442 will extend to Farmton, and then it'll go south and kind of zigzag down and connect into Maytown Road.
Maytown.
Yep.
Okay.
Because there's so many wetlands out there, it would be too disruptive. So we have this really cool map on the website, and it's all the projects. So you can click on, and you can get a list of all the different projects coming up.
Oh, outstanding.
And then it has a corresponding map with where they're located.
And that Edgewater, Florida.
So, see this little sliver, this light-colored triangle? Proswell will go in that area, along with, like, a mini pavilion. Like, it'll have box stores and restaurants and hotels and bowling alley, and it'll be like a mini pavilion.
Wow.
And then all of this, of course, is Deering Park North, and this is Deering Park Center.
Wow.
Pretty exciting. But yeah, you can click on these and it'll give you what it is and a description. How many acres it is, what they're planning, all that good stuff.
Oh, cool.
So if you ever have any questions, send them to me. I'm happy to help. I can walk people through this while I have them on the phone.
Well, as far as economic development, you're doing an outstanding job as far as I'm concerned in getting, you know, in making things happen.
Well, thanks.
And with the approval of the city manager, I mean.
Yeah, he's a pretty good guy.
Yeah. So, and I think we've got a progressive council right now that's wanting to see better things for Edgewater. They don't want to be. They don't want Edgewater just to be stagnant.
Right. Right. So. Anybody else have any other questions or anything I can help you with or? What you got?
I left off a couple pieces. My apologies. Back to Earth Day for my music lovers. I forgot. I've also got a free Irish band coming out to play acoustically for the whole duration. Another trio of ladies, I can't remember the name of their band, I apologize. They're going to come play for 45 minutes for free. And NSB Dance Club is going to come do a flash mob for us.
Oh, that's
how fun. How fun will that be? So, yeah, I wanted to add that piece and... there was something else on Earth Day and I forgot. But Mother's Day also, if anybody knows any massage therapists, I'm trying to get a group of them together to give moms free, like, maybe 5-minute neck or hand massage or something. How relaxing would that be? And, by the way, all mothers are invited, whether you're a pet mom, if you're a grandma who's playing the part of mom, any type of mother is invited. So I just want to throw that out there.
So Angie's, she just opened that salon here in Edgewater, and they have, like, they do the chair massage. So they have those that they bring to events. So maybe you'd want to reach out to her.
Already did.
She's great. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, but
yeah, if y'all know of any more, I'm trying to get
okay.
The more the merrier, because I'm sure the mamas will be lined up for that little treat.
Sounds good.
Okay.
But well, it's something that I can talk about afterwards.
Okay, okay. Yeah, anytime. Yeah. Anytime.
Okay, anything else? Oh, yeah.
Are we tracking for this? Because we don't have another meeting, do we, before we're responsible for this? And this is the beautification award?
Yep.
So how does that happen? Because May 1st, we don't have a meeting until...
We'll have to schedule a special meeting to vote on those because we're not allowed to poll because of sunshine law and things like that. So we'll once we get them in, we will schedule another meeting. That's okay.
So it'll be in April. It'll have to be.
They're still
be
coming
after May?
In, and we don't have them all in yet.
Okay, so after May 1st.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. That's my only other question. My next question is: when you do things at Rotary Park, has the city ever considered working with the Rotary Club to get a grant?
We have in the past, and it just takes a little bit more coordination. They kind of ask us what we need, and I tell them, well, we need this, and we need that, and we need, you know, this work done or that work done, and we work it out.
Okay, because for getting a grant, I mean, which means sizable amount of money, it can't be I pick you up on the phone and I call the club president. It's
right.
It's a process of probably about
okay.
9 months lead. So if you know something that you want to do, and it's at Rotary Park, it's just a great marriage. That's their claim to fame.
You know, it's great that you mentioned that because in the next couple years, that playground set is going to need to be replaced and upgraded. And those are running about $350,000 now in that size.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a great opportunity to work with them, especially because it's future and we can forecast it out, you know? I will.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome. Seeing how we just built a tidal pool at Marine Discovery Center.
Right,
You know, that was Rotary money.
Wonderful. Okay. So are you going to schedule the other meeting through email? Is that what you would?
We want to look at our calendars now. Cool. And look for in May. Well, didn't we schedule May 18th already for?
I don't know, did we?
For a meeting?
Yep.
We did.
Yeah.
We're so smart.
Last meeting, I think we had put in two different months, March and May. You were absent that day.
Okay.
All right.
So we had put it in.
May 18th, next meeting. Awesome.
Okay.
And we'll do beautification wards and whatever else. If you have any things of business that you'd like us to put on the agenda, we are more than happy to accommodate you.
That's a Thursday. Do we meet on Thursdays? Isn't today Tuesday?
Yeah, well,
we used to meet on Thursdays.
Yeah, historically, okay. We'd always been.
Does Thursday not work for you, Carolyn?
No. I know being retired, I don't know what day of the week it is.
I can't wait till it's my turn.
I've been there all.
as long as I show up at every volunteer job on the
right
day, I'm
right.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I have it.
Thanks. Okay.
It'll be May 18th.
May 18th from 5 to 6?
Yep.
Okay. Sounds great. Anything else? All right. Then we will adjourn.
Does the city manager have anything?
Damn. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Wow. Do you want to take a picture of us?